Evie Madero is a piercer and founder of Fox Labyrinth here in El Paso, Texas. Her business has been profoundly affected by this pandemic, and despite this, she's maintained a relationship with her clients on social media. I thought it'd be nice to check in with Vivi, so here we are today. Vivi, welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So even right before we started recording, you're like, hold on, I gotta check my daughter's homework. I mean, it's true, right? It's like all these other realities of like, okay, so you're a mom, business owner, teacher, who knows what else you're doing. How has this time been for you?
It's a blessing and it's like a curse at the same time.
Right. You're like, I love you guys, but I need some space.
Yeah, exactly. It's good because as you know, I'm a workaholic, so I'm always at the shop. So I've never had time to be home. So it's kind of weird for me to be home and then trying to figure out things. So the first month for sure for me was like a blessing. I'm like, cool, I'm home. And now I'm just like, okay, I'm just done. I just want to go back.
You're like, get me out of here. But, you know, I mean, have you thought about what that would look like or, you know?
For us, I'm looking at it day by day, right? And then obviously knowing we are completely different compared to also what's going on through the rest of Texas. So even though we're not still allowed to open, which I'm actually thankful for, I've already talked to my team. So we're going to go through kind of like two phases. The phase one was obviously to sell jewelry, which is what we're already doing. We're doing everything online. If anyone like needs jewelry right now, or they just want to buy jewelry, that's what we're doing over online. Curbside, I don't want to do it because it's kind of hard because it's a lot of talking. So I'd rather just do it online.
Yeah.
And then the phase number one for us would be pretty much seeing our first clients we'll be seeing is people that have already had appointments. We do checkups. So seeing people that already had checkups, and I've been having messages like daily, over 20 messages a day of troubleshoot. So I think they're the first priority right now before I start piercing people. So troubleshoot, downsizing will be my first clients for phase one. And then phase two would be probably piercing.
So how is that? Because you've maintained contact with all of your clients, your social media, you're still like doing your thing, making sure that there's a connection there. But I mean, 20 consults is a lot. I mean, I get fatigue. I don't know about you, from like video calls. If I do like more than like three or four, I'm just like, I can't do this anymore.
I'm kind of used to it, I guess. Because even when we were in the studio, I still had about, not maybe 20, but I did have a lot of messages. Yeah. And I still reply to each and every one. And I tell everyone, I'm like, I'm not ignoring you. I'm not, even if I'm late, like a day or two, I usually tell them, I'm sorry for the reply. How can I help you? Right? Like for them to know that I'm not ignoring them. The only thing that I've noticed since we get so many messages is the algorithm of the DM on Instagram, it gets lost. So I have to be really, really careful on, like when I started selling jewelry, I was messaging people and I'm like, all right, I have you saved, and I had them flagged. That way, when I took pictures of the stuff we had in stock, and I can send them the pictures, and then it got lost in like the ether of like DMs. And that's even like, that's flagged and I can't find them. So it's kind of like, I have to figure out a way to do that too, because like I said, they get lost sometimes, and I hope people don't think that I'm ignoring them or anything like that.
I doubt that, especially, you know, knowing how attentive you are, that's probably the last thing. But yeah, it's like, it does probably feel weird to know that, okay, she's super attentive and then she just fell off the face of the earth. What do I do?
I've been doing a lot, and that's, like I said, more videos than, and I've seen a higher response now. And a lot of people are trying, or a lot of people now are getting like a piercing bump, or they're like freaking out, right? Because they can't come in, right? We're all stuck at home. So that's why I think it's like spiked up than before. So explaining everyone like, that's totally normal, everything you're dealing with. I think with everyone being on the edge and stressful, not knowing what's going to happen right tomorrow, it reacts, your piercing starts reacting to that too.
Yeah, I mean, this is a whole new level of anxiety, right? And like, your body is going to react no matter what. Even when you think you're like, oh, I'm cool. It's like, my eyelid won't stop twitching. So like, something's up, right? Like, and even though like, I'm in my house, I'm safe, the dog's here, Paul's here, everybody's here, my eye's still like, you know, so.
It's your mind, you feel fine, right? Your mind's like, I'm okay. But all your chemicals, everything is like unbalanced in some way or another, either way that we know that we're okay, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, our rational minds, like, we are okay. So I know you were supposed to be in Spain. You had this really big thing that happened. Will you talk to us about your Spain adventure that was to be and kind of what the status is of that?
So that was April. So I was supposed to leave April 18th, I believe, for a conference, a piercing conference. And it was pretty much for Spanish speakers and mostly for Spain. That organization that one specifically is, I believe, their fourth or fifth conference. So it's still new. Mm-hmm. And so they asked me last year, if I can teach. So I was going to Spain to teach two classes. And I was going to teach social media and then something about the lobe, pretty much. And that obviously, as soon as everything was starting to happen, I'm like, I don't think I'm going to go. And same thing, the conference here, which is a Safe Piercing, the Association of Professional Piercers, they also have a conference every year, and it's the one that I go most. That one also got canceled, and that was supposed to be next month. And same thing, they couldn't cancel the events right away because of the insurance and liability and stuff. So most of the stuff got canceled maybe a couple of weeks or even months prior to the conferences. So it was kind of hard, like, not knowing if it was going to get canceled or if it was. There's still a couple other conferences throughout the year that have no idea if they're going to cancel or not.
And like, yeah, what do we do? Right. I mean, I think everybody's in this weird holding pattern.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
So like what you do, I mean, you are very up close and intimate with people. I mean, you know, just by nature of what you do, it's almost clinical. No, I mean, have you thought about PPE and all that stuff?
So I've been taking, like, ever since this has started, the good thing is that I'm on forums, I'm on, the community is really, really close. So we've all been having like Zoom chats. We've all been having like conferences and stuff like that through Zoom. The Association of Professional Piercers did one, right? They said, whatever your state kind of requires. And the same thing, what is it? Phase one? Is it phase two? Is it phase three? Going from there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. The APP did some courses on that. And then there's also like owners, right? Well, what should we do and stuff like that? I think for us, at least for me, the hardest thing I can do is PPE, right?
Right.
We are getting the same thing. We use almost the same thing as hospitals, maybe not everything, but a couple of things. Mm-hmm. And so that is probably the hardest thing for me to get in stock right now. I know that a couple of studios have said that since March, they haven't been able to receive even disinfectant, just wipes, disinfectants that we usually order. And then I ordered some actually a couple of weeks ago, and they said that they were finally shipping to non-medical people. So there's that. Face masks, same thing. The companies that we order from, they're only sending a couple amount to people. So there's all those things. And I can't open, obviously, if I don't have PPE. So knowing that, I'm safe from that. And then that also includes that we might not even offer certain piercings because of that.
Right. I mean, you just kind of have to take it day by day, depending on what's available.
And then all our companies are closed on top of that. So I can't get jewelry. That's the other thing too. PPE is probably the first thing, and then jewelry. So if I can't get jewelry, then what's the point of opening if I have such a small stock of jewelry, and then I'm going to sell out and then I have to close again.
Geez, that's a lot to process, right? I mean, and I imagine you're constantly thinking about it.
Yes. So I had to disconnect from online.
Yeah.
Because I was like, okay, what do I do, right? When everything happened, should I apply for PPE, right? The PP loan? PPP. Should mm-hmm. I do that? And it was still unknown, everything that was going to happen. I didn't apply. I know that a lot of my colleagues did, and they weren't able to get it, right? Mm-hmm. Luckily, over the last couple of weeks, they were able to get it through other lenders. And I talked to my, right, you have to talk to your accountant. What do I need to do? What is good and might benefit? And at this point, we were scared because El Paso is so behind, right, from everything. We're getting tested, but I was scared that we would get a PP loan and then we opened, and then what happens if we have to close again and we get a second wave, right? Mm-hmm. Then I have to pay back that loan. So just for safety, we just didn't apply for it, just in case.
So just, I mean, taking it day by day, it sounds like, right?
Pretty much. But yeah, what I was trying to say is that I was getting into what do I need to do, looking for grants. All the grants were taken by the time I was looking at them. I applied for 3 of them. I got denied for those 3 grants. And then it was just getting overwhelming for me, to the point that I'm like, okay, I think I need to like rest my mind and just get off. And that's what I did. I just got offline for like at least a week, and I just focused kind of on myself and then spending time with my daughter and my husband, just watching movies, really not doing much, but just staying low.
Yeah. Being normal. Nothing wrong with that, especially when everything outside of your piece of the planet isn't normal, right? I mean, it's kind of nice to do that for yourself.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I hope you hang in there, and I hope everything, you know, works out. We just don't know. We're all in the same boat. So in that regard, I think we've all gone through the feelings that, you know, you just talked about. And as a business owner, same thing, you know, and just figuring it out. So I thank you for talking to me today. Today, my guest has been Vivi Madero from Fox Labyrinth. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me.